The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Robert Robertson, alive today, is going to testify before a Texas House committee about his death penalty case on Monday. The chairman of the committee that won the stay talked to KRLD.
The Texas House Committee on Jurisprudence had tried to convince the criminal courts to stop the execution of Robert Robertson. When they didn't budge, Leach's committee went for broke and issued a subpoena for Monday. The Texas Supreme Court ultimately agreed and stayed the execution so that Robertson could testify. Leach telling us,
"He will be there in person at the Capitol on Monday. I can't even believe I'm saying that. It's just surreal. That a man has gone from being steps away from being tied to the gurney and having lethal injection administered to just a couple days later walking through the halls of his Texas Capitol and appearing in front of a Texas House committee."
Leach says his committee is convinced that shaken baby syndrome that helped put Robertson on death row has been discredited. Robertson has always maintained his innocence. From the 24-hour news center, LP Phillips News Radio 1080 KRLD.
And of course, UNT Dallas Law Professor Brian Owsley says the Texas Supreme Court sided with a judge in order to keep some order to the case.
"Otherwise, we're going to be sort of just fighting political battles instead of like making judicial decisions." And they said, "Look, the district judge did not overstep any authority, and so therefore that order should continue."
And so there's no execution date that can be set until after he testifies. Fourth cops now fire an officer that ran up on the wrong side of the law. They charged William Martin with aggravated assault for shooting a guy off duty last month. The other guy hit his car and then drove away. Martin followed him and shot him. The other guy survived, and now Martin is now fired. Fort Worth police say it holds its employees accountable to those who don't meet their standards. Texas is getting more crowded as we get more people working here than ever before.
Texas has added 327,000 jobs in the past year and 29,000 in the past month. Construction added more than 8,000 jobs, growing by more than 5% in Texas over the past year, compared to 2% growth across the rest of the country. Job growth among all industries in Texas has outpaced the national average, but our unemployment rate is now 4.1% compared to 3.9% nationally. Midland has the lowest unemployment rate in Texas at 2.6%. Beaumont has the highest at 6%. DFW's unemployment rate is 3.9%. From the 24-Hour News Center, Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Well, this weekend, hundreds of artists and musicians are filling the streets of Fort Worth for the Arts Goggle. Seneca Studios' Clifton Crawford is one of the artists lining up.
"If you really dedicate yourself to anything, you know, it becomes about those subtleties that make it yours, and people appreciate that. People see that."
Lost in Sound also features musicians and bands playing at 20 different venues along South Main. Oh, if you're going to Love Field, you're going to pay more to park.
"Market demand and supply. We have to, you know, have to stay competitive with the other airports in the market and also other, you know, businesses within the city of Dallas."
Lauren Rounds from Love Field says their rates went up $5 to $8 a day, depending on which garage you choose. And if you park on the roof or where it's covered, those who parked before midnight are going to get charged the old rate. Mike Rogers in Austin, New York, went out to the fair Monday through Friday since day one, broadcasting the mid-morning mic check. And today they talked to the fair's Carissa Condianis about how things have gone.
"Weather is our best friend or our worst enemy out here at the state fair. So, you know, we did have a lot of heat this year, so I think that probably had some impact. But the no rain, that's the worst enemy of them all, having rain. So really, hopefully that turns out to be a positive for really people coming out and having a great time. Because we're not really chasing an attendance number. We focus on the people that do come out here and wanting to just create a great experience for them. And hopefully help raise a lot of money for our nonprofit mission."
"But you're expecting a lot of people, probably more than last year, right? Are you on track for that number?"
"I'm not sure. I'll find out on closing day where we land. But I know for this year, like if I just think of opening weekend, I've been here 11 years and it felt like one of the biggest opening weekends I've ever been a part of out here at the fair."
"And the closing weekend is always big too."
"Closing's
right?
Always big. And with it being such gorgeous weather this weekend, I anticipate we have a lot of fairgoers coming out to enjoy it. You know, I recommend people getting here early and arriving right when we open at 10 a.m. You know, the parking lots will fill up, all of the state fair official ones at some point on some of those days, but the grounds are huge, so even with you know, 50, 60, 70, 80,000 of your closest friends out here at the State Fair of Texas, you're still able to navigate, you know, and have a great time out here.
What was the highlight for you? I mean, beyond the things that happen every year, Texas OU and whatnot, what single thing are you going to remember from this year's fair?
Oh, my gosh, y'all. That's a tough question. There's so many things.
Did you like that drone show? That's the one.
The drone show was spectacular, and it was just such a great opportunity for us to test something out new for our fairgoers, and it was a huge success. And, you know, we were only able to offer it for a snippet of time during the fair, but we've received a lot of great feedback on that.
If you're still hoping to go, you've got time. The fair wraps up Sunday evening. And we check your traffic and weather together on the 18th. You're going to find some issues as you're trying to get there. The WNBA is exploding, and the Wings want to be part of it. Their CEO, Greg Bibb, fired the coach, Latricia Trammell. Keita Wiggins is the WNBA insider, says the Wings have a real chance to get a number one pick in the draft.
And if they get that, and they likely get Paige Bueckers, you want to hit the ground running. It makes sense that Greg Bibb is like, you know what? Let's get a new coach, new playing philosophy.
And Trammell went 31-49 with two seasons with the Wings, including 2-3 in playoff seasons. They went 9-31 this season and missed the playoffs for the first time since 2020. There's a new class action lawsuit against 40 colleges in this country. The plaintiffs claim the schools raised the tuition and fees for some students, the ones who have parents that are divorced or separated. They say the universities raised the prices by around $6,200 compared to other schools. Two of the schools are in Texas, Baylor and Rice. It's over something called NCP, Agreed Pricing Strategy. It tracks the incomes of parents that don't have custody.
It's a big weekend in North Texas. A ton of exciting events. Arts Goggle and Lost in Sound are set to take over Fort Worth's near South Side on Saturday from noon to 10. Arts Goggle will feature more than 900 visual artists along West Magnolia, and Lost in Sound brings more than 50 music performances to 20 venues in South Main Village. Admission is free to both. In Grapevine on Saturday, the Butterfly Flutterby celebrates the monarch butterfly migration with costume contests, live butterfly releases, arts and crafts, and even butterfly merch. A great event for families at the Grapevine Botanical Garden Heritage Park starting at 10 a.m. Dallas Fan Festival is back for fans of comics, sci-fi, anime, and cosplay. Meet stars like Grant Gustin, Brandon Routh, and Willa Holland at the Irving Convention Center this Saturday and Sunday. There are Q&A panels, workshops, a trick-or-treat adventure, and plenty of shopping. Tickets start at $35. If you're a fan of soul, the Fort Worth Symphony Orchestra presents Kings of Soul, a tribute to Marvin Gaye, James Brown, and more. Catch the show at Bass Performance Hall Friday and Saturday nights with tickets starting at $36. Gymnastics fans will not want to miss the Gold Over America Tour, or GOAT, starring Simone Biles. Get it? At Dickies Arena this Sunday. This pop concert-style event features world-class gymnasts like Biles and Jade Carey and Jordan Chiles combining athletic stunts with high-energy choreography. Tickets are $71 and up. Bring the whole family to Huffines Harvest Fest in Richardson this weekend. This event has pumpkin decorating, petting zoos, and a costume contest Saturday and Sunday at Huffines Park, and entry is free. You can find all these events and more on our website, krld.com/aroundtown.
That's John Little reporting. Operation Kindness introduces kids to shelter animals through a new program. Family Days is tomorrow. It's going to let kids over the age of 7 volunteer and work with animals. It includes two other special events, Parents' Night Out and Winter Whiskers Camp. Kids are going to learn how to be responsible pet owners. They'll get time to socialize with the animals and learn the behind-the-scenes work at the shelter. You might never guess where the newest Texans are coming from, and it's not California. The most people moving here come in from other countries. Around 43% of new Texans arrive from outside the U.S., around 262,000 people out of 612,000 that moved in the last year. When it comes to moving into Texas from other states, we get most of our new people from California, but then when Texans move out, they tend to move to California. Another zoo in China tried to get away with something and failed. Remember the zoo that painted the dogs so they'd look like pandas? This isn't quite as heinous. It's still pretty bad. SeaWorld Aquarium in Shenzhen, China, reopened for the first time in 5 years. One of its newest attractions, a huge whale shark. No, it's not a real one. The aquarium replaced it with a life-size robot that looks like a whale shark. That's because it's now illegal in China to trade in whale sharks, so no aquariums can have them. It's time to check your money.
Netflix surged to a new record today, up 11% after reporting strong subscriber growth as well as strong earnings. The S&P was up for a sixth straight week, posting another record with gains of 23% or 0.4%. The Dow also posted a new high, up 37%, about 0.1%. The NASDAQ did not reach a high, but did gain 116% or 0.6%. With the election quickly approaching, Realtor.com conducted a survey to see how local and national politics factor into a buyer's home search. And roughly one in four say it is a key factor. And local politics is even influencing people to move in the first place, with one in three saying their personal politics did not align with where they currently live. One of the largest solar projects in the U.S. opened today in Texas, backed by what Google says is the largest solar electricity purchase it has ever made.
The All Local is updated three times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.